faith. The second aspect that we want to focus on from here is this idea of growth, becoming mature in our faith. And we do that through growing in our relationships, our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with each other. Proverbs 27:17 says this, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." We are called as God's people to grow and cultivate, to deepen our relationship with Him by digging into prayer and studying His Word. But we're also called to grow as a community of Christ, to lean on one another. And more as the culture around us, I've said this before, as it becomes hostile at times to Christianity and what it means, what it entails, we need each other. We need to be a people that looks at each other, that leans on each other, and is willing to grow and engage each other. And we do that by engaging each other and practicing hospitality to one another and our neighbors and the people we're called to live with. And finally, the final word I want to focus in on is this idea of service. We are called to serve our communities, service and sacrifice, to give all for the purpose of Jesus because of that relationship with Him. To look at our brothers and sisters in Christ around us and to see, how can I love and serve the person next to me? Right? And not only that, how can I bless the neighbors and the communities that we are located in as a church, as a gathered body of Christ, but also the neighborhoods and the communities that we are called to serve and live 90% of our lives. How can we do both? How can we be a light for the world? How can we be a people that if we moved out of a neighborhood, that we would be sorely missed? These are the questions that we have to ask when we wrestle with and wonder what it looks like to serve our communities. This all comes together in this picture that you are centered on three words. The idea of connect, grow, and serve. Connecting people to Jesus. Creating an environment that cultivates belief. Creating a community where we can ask questions and walk with people and wrestle with them. Creating an environment where we can grow in our relationships, where we can challenge each other in our relationship with the Lord and sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron. And then, of course, sacrificing and serving our communities, both here and in the communities that we live. And this works itself out into several action points, several tangible activities that I can work on in my life and see that I'm at least walking the path to grow in my relationship, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we're going to spend the next 9 weeks or so breaking down and looking at each and every one of these individual points for the fall. And this may seem like a lot, but our focus for this year is going to be kind of on the center. This idea of what it means to grow in our relationships. What it means to become a mature body of Christ with one another. And so, if this does look a little daunting, if this looks a little overwhelming, maybe if you're asking the question or wondering, I don't even know where to begin with this, I want to offer a few words of assurance here as we kind of move forward as I close. In John chapter 10, Jesus refers to the people who follow Him, that is the disciples and us by extension, as the sheep of His pasture. And as sheep, we need a shepherd. And in that same chapter, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for my sheep. And this is the beautiful assurance that we have as we trust and follow Jesus, is that it's about him. It's about what he has done for us. And it's about trusting in him as the good shepherd and knowing that we are just trying to follow after him as our Savior. The second thought that I want to rest us in is the verse I started us with in Matthew chapter 28. And it's the verse that we would often glaze over. It's that first verse that says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That is, given to Jesus. See, this is an announcement. An announcement of good news that has been given to us. You see, even though discipleship can look daunting, and at times it can feel daunting, the good news tells us that Jesus has won, that authority has been given to him, and we just need to once again just rest and trust in the good news of the gospel. The gospel that says that your sin, your shame has been taken to the cross in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And he was buried, died the death that we deserved, buried, and was raised to life 3 days later. And so we just need to trust and work that out. And work it out in a clear and distinct way. A way that will empower us as we trust and know that we are loved and that we are accepted by a Savior. I love the tie-in here when we think of the first question of the catechism too. Discipleship is about understanding that we are not our own. We belong body and soul to our faithful Savior who bought us at a price. So we move forward. We trust that he is good and that he is God and he will carry us through. Let's pray. Father, as we look at this picture, this idea of where you might be calling us to go, we trust that, well, we trust that you have redeemed us and that you have kept us. We trust that those words of the catechism are true, that we are not our own and we belong to you. And because we belong to you, you will care for us, even though we may not quite fully understand or see the path ahead. Give us wisdom as we discern these next steps. Help us to see who you are calling us to be. We rest in the wonderful word of your Son, Jesus. Amen. There are, like I said, we're going to spend the fall kind of breaking this down and looking at it in more detail. There is a little bookmark in your bulletin that kind of gives you the breakdown of all those points if you didn't get them, as well as our purpose statement and the scripture we're focusing on this morning. So I hope you'll take that and you'll focus on that. Certainly be in prayer for our church as we consider how God is calling us forward. Will you stand as you are able as we sing?
We're going to respond in worship with I Am Not My Own. And I couldn't help but think as we were being taught connect grow and serve, that trajectory from vertical to horizontal is exactly what that first question and answer takes us on, starting with our connection with God and then ending off with being ready and willing from now on to live for Him. So let's keep that connect, grow, and serve in our minds as we sing this song together.
This my only comfort in my life and in my death. You have fully paid for all my sins and all my debts. Even when I struggle to believe, with your precious blood you set me free. I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in my life and in death, to you, Lord, Christ my Lord. You preserve my life in such a way that without you not a hair can fall from me, without you knowing to. Even when I'm lost in desperation, all things work together for my salvation. I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in my life and in death, to you, Lord, Christ my Lord. Always with your Holy Spirit you assure me of a renewed life and make me willing and ready. Even when I can't see my way through, from now on to always live for you. Sing it out. I am, but belong, body and soul, in my life and in death, to you, Lord, Christ my Lord. One more time. I am not my own, but belong, body and soul, in my life and in death, to you, Lord, Christ my Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.
So if you want to just sit with your teachers there, we're going to pray. And I think Jeremy's going to say a couple of things just before our offering, kind of talk a little bit more about what he's doing. But let me just point out one thing in particular that I put in the bulletin today when we're thinking of our path forward and where God is calling us to grow in discipleship. Through the month of September, we're kind of centering ourselves and praying around this scripture text that we have this morning, this text from Ephesians chapter 4. The idea that we want to be a congregation to attain to the fullness of Christ. We want to grow in our maturity. There's always more to grow in. And we want to be a community marked as we serve the communities in which God has called us to live. So I want to invite anybody, or all of you, to join me on Wednesdays in a time of prayer and fasting. I put that out there knowing that probably many of you don't, or maybe you haven't fasted or done more of a focused prayer like this. So I put it out there knowing that you may have questions, and I would encourage you, please, if you have questions, you want to dig into what that looks like a little deeper, please, please, please see me after service. Catch me downstairs, whatever the case, and I will talk to you a little further about what that looks like. In the meantime, if you don't fast or anything like that, consider just using Wednesdays as a day of prayer, specifically for our church and where we feel God is calling us for the future. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and good God, we just thank you so much that you give us gifts and talents so that we can bless and equip your people for the works of service, for the works of ministry in the communities that we live, in the communities that we love. We pray that we would be a people marked by service, sacrifice, a people willing to grow with one another, to sharpen each other, and a people first and foremost that connect with you. People that understand that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and through a Savior who redeemed us and bought us for a price. Father, as fall season kicks off, Lord, I just pray for the ministries here at First CRC. I pray that you would help us to glorify you in all that we do. Whether it's GEMS, cadets, Sunday school, Lord, we do these things so that we can grow in our relationship with you, so that we can encounter who you are as our God. So we ask that you would continue to make us wise, help us to discern the best ways to meet you and to serve you. Father, I pray for our students and our teachers as they kick off this new school year. I pray that this past week has been good and fruitful. I pray that you would help them to continue to establish good and strong habits for the school year. And our students as well, Lord, that you would help them to do things to the best of their ability, knowing that in all things we can glorify and honor you. Father, as the summer wraps up, Lord, we think of the farmers, Lord. We pray that crops would come in and go well. As people get back to their normal routines, Lord, we ask that you would bless them, that you would help them to ask the question, how can they love and serve the communities that you've called us to live? How can we be a blessing to those around us always? Father, we pray that we would be a wise people, a discerning people. People looking to be led and guided by you. We thank you so much for the grace that you constantly give us. And we rest in that grace today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to hand it over to Jeremy for a few minutes, and he's going to talk just a few minutes before our offering about a little bit more about what he is doing.
All right. Thank you. Kids, I'm so thrilled that you came back in now, because now I get to share just a little bit more about what we are doing. And so did you manage to get a couple of offering slides there? Why don't we just start with that first picture, which, so kids, if you look up there, so right in the bottom there is myself, my wife, Lara, my son, Isaiah, who is 9, and my daughter, Kiara, who is 5. And this is May the 30th, just over 3 months ago. And we are here in our motor home that was donated for the use of this project. And we call her Mabel. And so we've been living in and out of Mabel for the last 3 months. All the people that you see pictured here are from two organizations whom I am working for in this next year. One of them is a denomination called the Christian Reformed Church of North America. And so I have been hired by them, in particular, actually, to lead the worship at the Canadian National Gathering that's happening in Edmonton in May of 2019. Okay, so this is actually a year-long project that's building up and ending off back here in Edmonton. It's part of the reason why we wanted to stick around here for a couple of weeks and make a big splash here. The other organization there is World Renew. And so, of course, many of you would be familiar with World Renew has grown out of the Christian Reformed Church, used to be called the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee. And so these two organizations are coming together and saying, we are going to sing on one song and sort of unite as 200 churches across Canada, no matter how we worship. I mean, we have churches all over the place in terms of where we're at with worship style, worship culture, all sorts of things. But there are many, many things that we absolutely are unified in. And this is one of them, that we are not our own. And so the Christian Reformed Church, that's sort of their angle behind this. And World Renew said, what better way for us to show that we are ready and willing from now on to live for Him than to raise funds locally and globally wherever we go. So if you're familiar with something called the C2C bike tour, the fundraising is very similar to that. So this morning, 45% of your offering is going to go local. Every church has an opportunity to choose a local mission. I am thrilled that your deacons have chosen the Edmonton Native Healing Center. It is the same mission that Covenant chose last week. I also want to say I'm so thrilled with Edmonton. First of all, because you guys beat Calgary in your fundraising. No. Sorry, I'm understanding there's a bit of a thing here. When I was in Calgary, they're like, why does Edmonton get the National Gathering? Edmonton gets everything. Anyways, you guys have already raised over, like, almost $20,000 in the last week. So that's huge. We were praying that, you know, in 2 weeks in Edmonton, we would almost reach 30. And so that's, it's still a possibility. But 45% of what you give this morning goes to the Edmonton Native Healing Center, and 45% goes to World Renew. Okay. And through Canadian Food Grains Bank, that portion is matched 4-1. So if you guys are familiar with that sort of fundraising, if you give $200, the Canadian government matches it by giving $800. So it's $1,000. If you give $500, the Canadian government actually gives $2,000. You see where this is going, right? And so they've commissioned us to focus on an area in Nigeria that is experiencing major displacement because of an organization called Boko Haram. And they've asked us to raise $225,000 that can then be matched globally. So that's where we get this number of $500,000 for the whole year. 10% of everything goes towards the costs of this worship ministry that Lara and I are on for this journey of the whole year. And you can move on to the next slide. I am not my own worship and mission. And so basically, wherever we go, we talk about our vertical worship in the song that we're singing together. and then our poured out lives and our horizontal worship. And I could just see that you guys are at the beginning of a beautiful trajectory in the same way. And then last slide, finally, just want to invite everyone to follow along at IamNotMyOwn.org for this whole year. What is really cool is that you get to see what the Christian Reformed Church is doing in Charlottetown. We highlight the local mission everywhere it goes, right? So, and we take pictures and video and stuff. It's just a really cool celebratory thing. And the other thing is that if you did not know this was coming this morning, and I anticipate that this might be the case in this congregation because we didn't have a lot of lead time, you can always give online as well. IamNotMyOwn.org, okay? Checks will be made payable to this church, and then everything gets sent over to the Christian Reformed Church for them to distribute. I think I'm just going to share a little blessing and a song while we take up this offering. And then I wonder if there are two or three kids that would volunteer to do something for me. Who's some of the old... Yeah, you... Okay, this is what I want you to do. So these are cards that come from World Renew and the Canadian Food Grains Bank. So you take this pile and you pass it over there, and I want everybody to take a card and just keep it with you, and we're going to take a picture at the end of the service, okay? So you just give them the whole stack. Just give them the whole stack, and they can take one and pass it on, okay? Okay, yeah, you take it upstairs, take the whole stack. Oh, you know what, Esther? Here, take that. Take the whole stack. They'll take it and pass it on. And then who wants to do this side? Okay, so just give them the whole thing and pass it on, and then we got some extras if we run out. All right, so I'll just share a little song with you, and let's give as we are led this morning. Have you got my guitar there? You got signal there, yeah?
What is my only comfort in my life and death? Sometimes I believe I know, sometimes I hold my breath. What did I do to deserve this? Never changing grace. Naturally I live this doubt, but he never turns his face. Because I belong to him, body and soul, in my life and in my death. He is faithful. Even though I sin like this, he will never go. I am not my own. I am Christ the Lord's. I am Christ the Lord's.